a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire.
It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome back from the weekend to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Tuesday, December 9th. 2014. Oh man, I have a feeling this is going to be a little bit of a scatterbrained show. So much going on out there. How was your weekend, Slim?
It's pretty good. You got choppers flying over your house, don't you?
Oh man, well, not quite my house, but all over Charlotte. It's crazy. If you're watching SportsCenter, my old stomping ground, Charlotte, getting circled like vultures because of Cam Newton's car accident. Man. The Panthers play three really bad teams and can make it into the playoffs, and Cam gets into a car accident. Now, it wasn't his fault, and it was, you know, during the day, so I'm sure he wasn't drinking. Still, crazy that the Panthers get the most media coverage because Cam Newton flips his truck a couple times. Wild.
Yeah, all the reports seem to be positive, so seems good.
You might even say that he was a little risky with his driving. That's been a buzzword. Through the weekend, risk.
Yeah, I was telling you about what Flip Saunders said. He is awesome.
I love Flip, too.
Let's see what he said. He said coaching the with Timberwolves is like playing Risk. He feels like he's Macedonia with two people, and I'm surrounded by like 50 people and countries on every side, and I have to roll 12s for 49 straight times. I love you, Flip.
Oh, that's awesome. And I mentioned this, I think, at some point last week. Poor Thaddeus Young, man. Goes from the Sixers to this? Ugh. Brutal.
Yeah, I mean, at least he's, you know, should feel right at home.
Yeah, well, trade him. Trade him to a winning team. He deserves a winner at some point.
Yeah, I would not be shocked if that's going to happen.
Like, yeah. Before
the deadline.
That has to happen. If there's anyone that you told me is going to get traded, I think Young is probably number one on that list right now.
Yeah, expiring contract on a terrible team. He's got a ton of trade value.
Yeah, and the Wolves rebuilding would put it lightly. Well, so I want to start today's show with a message from Twitter. I hope it's okay, Steven, that I bring your message in. But you can always tweet me at JB Gilpin for questions of the pod. Want to try to bring in Twitter a little bit more so we have some questions to read. You can also put questions on your on the comments of the podcast if you want something read on the air the next day.
We'd make like a hashtag, right? Hashtag pod question.
Sure. Hashtag Razzball pod question. No, that's getting too long, isn't it? I'm so bad with Twitter.
There's already room for the actual question.
Your question is half the hashtag.
It's not me.
yeah, I mean, just tweet it to me and any question. And, you know, my Twitter's not that busy, so. I don't really care. So, Stephen Chin asks, he already has Dwight Howard and Terrence Jones, so he's got the injured Rockets, and he also had George Hill. So you're obviously, before I even ask who to drop, you're losing one of those guys in a standard league, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's reports that Dwight Howard's doing something, so I guess you have to hold... Ugh. He would be the top guy to hold right now. Terrence Jones has to go. That no timetable for him. It could be a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It could be tomorrow. I don't even know. That's a tough one. I mean, George Hill is strictly if you don't have point guard depth. If you have any kind of decent point guards, he can go too. I mean, I guess that'd be my order. I would hold Dwight, then Jones, then Hill if I could, but... No, he's probably losing pretty bad at this point, holding all three of those guys.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I told, and he was looking to pick up Ed Davis, so that's an easy add. I said drop George Hill for Davis as well.
Yeah, I mean, find some threes. You probably need a couple of threes if you have all those bigs.
Yeah. So, he said he picked up Hill and held him for a month, and it's just... Yeah, this is rough with Hill. No timetable still. You know, it's always a couple weeks. Turned in through a couple days to a couple weeks. Now it's been months. Not good for George Hill when you tear your quad. That will happen.
I guess. I hope I never tear my quad.
I don't want to tear anything. So, yeah. So, sticking with injuries, and man, another rough one here. DeMarcus Cousins. I don't even know if we talked about this on the show because, you know, he had a viral infection and we, you know, it just sounded like an illness, miss a couple games and be fine. They're talking he might be out till 2015, might be out until January. You have any interest in Jason Thompson or Reggie Evans while he's out?
I mean, Jason Thompson, because there's no real, there's nobody in the middle that he could play with that's going to do any scoring at all. So if they want to score the basketball within 5 feet, they have to give it to him.
Oh, Reggie Evans taking 10 threes a game would be hilarious.
But... yeah. So I didn't hear about Ebola making it all the way to Sacramento. That's great.
True story there. So yeah, Thompson, 3 straight games of at least 9 and 9. So almost 3 straight double-doubles, 9 and 10, 18 and nine, 10 and nine last night. I don't know. I think, you know, 12 teamer, you could do worse having your last guy be Jason Thompson for the next few weeks.
Yeah, you got to have to assume that it's going to be on a temporary basis.
Yeah.
You know, I would ride for him. I mean, I don't know what the schedule looks like, so that's the main question here. If he doesn't play very many games, then who cares? But, you know, if he has a nice little schedule coming up, then, yeah, I'd run him out there.
If you can make a move by to the time games start tonight, he's got 3 more this week at Lakers, against Houston with no Dwight Howard, and then Detroit on Saturday for the Kings. So 3 straight pretty good games there. Would you rather add Thompson over Evans, Reggie Evans?
Yeah. I mean, Reggie Evans does one thing, and he's kind of splitting. Because wasn't, what's his name, Ryan Hollins, I guess?
Yeah, he was starting, but they started Evans this last game.
Okay. They seem to be switching. They seem to have been switching off who was getting the minutes, so it's probably just based off who was playing better.
Yeah.
I think Thompson is by far the reliable option of the three.
And, I mean, you look at Evans's minutes, 35, 32, down to 25, then 10.5, and then 34. You know, so he's going to get waffled a little bit. Yeah, you get him for rebounds. If you need only rebounds, Reggie Evans would probably be the add, but anyone else, you're going
he
to
shouldn't He shouldn't kill your free throw percent, but he's definitely not going to help it either.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not running to the wire. I'm whatever.
He's been better. Well, not really that much better. Wow, he's still under 60%.
Yeah. And if he got big minutes, I don't know what that volume would look like. It wouldn't be big, I'm sure, just because, you know, he's allergic to the you know, trying to get the ball in the basket. So I doubt he would try too hard.
Oh, that's a good transition. You want to know who else is allergic to getting the ball in the basket? The Celtics starters, including Rajon Rondo. Brad Stevens benches everyone, plays the second unit. They get Boston back into the game and draw an overtime against the Wizards, get it into a second overtime, still lose the game. But everyone who's a Rajon Rondo owner hates Brad Stevens.
Every team does it. I mean, yeah. I was watching a Heat game the other day, and they ran Lure out there instead of Marc Gasol for huge stretches. It was ridiculous. And he went 20 and 10, so, you know. It happens to everybody. It's not going to be a routine because they won't win anything if this is a routine.
No, for sure. And I mean, I don't know if you read the article from this morning, but Marcus Smart, you know, he has a big game. His timeline the past week has been ridiculous. He gets a couple minutes, sent to the D League for a game, shoots 1 of 12 in the D League game, still gets brought back up, gets a DNP, then gets 8 minutes, and then all of a sudden 35 minutes last night for 23, 4, and 5. 2 steals, 4 threes. I mean, you're not... I tried my best to tell everyone to not pick up Marcus Smart.
No. I've between him and, let's say, Nick Stauskas, I feel a little better about Stauskas.
Wow. And I don't feel good about Stauskas either. No, but
not at all.
I agree there. Yeah.
I mean, Smart... I mean, they wound up benching... They benched everybody. There's nothing to read into that.
Yeah, agree. And, I mean, before last night, he was shooting under 30% from the field and, like, 21% from deep. Those have both gone up because the volume was so big and he doesn't play a lot of minutes. But, yeah, don't go rushing out to get Marcus Smart.
No. He's going to be a 2-plus steals guy next year.
Yeah, he'll be much... I mean, and I did say he is maybe worth an add if you have a roster spot that where you're more or less stashing. Because if, you know, Rondo's towards the top of the list of guys getting traded as well. Now, I don't really bank on it. You never want to, you know, completely think a trade's going to happen. That's a fallacy, but, you know, there's the chance that he starts.
Yep, you just call it upside for the other guys and move on.
Yep. But another situation there is the Zeller-Olynyk conundrum. Olynyk with the big game last night. Zeller was still fine in his 20 minutes, even though Olynyk had a plus 20 to Zeller's minus 20 in their plus minuses. I hate having to choose one of these guys because it's going to flip-flop all the time. So I'll pick Olynyk since he kind of looks like Jesus, and Jesus wore flip-flops. So.
Yeah, what was it? Olynyk of Nazareth?
Yeah.
Olynyk of Nazareth. I would pick him over Zeller.
Yeah.
I still think Zeller's just a temporary fill-in for Olynyk to, you know, start feeling his stroke.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, trying to kick him in the rear a little bit. To the Nets, Brolo has hurt his rear in that it's his back. That was a terrible segue. But yeah, Brolo's hurt. He's going to be out probably more than a week. Now Teletovic, he got a hit pointer and had to get stitches in his face, which I don't know if those were, I didn't see the game or the injury, so I don't know if those were related to the same impact, but that would have been a pretty rough fall, hurting your hip and getting stitches in your face. Mason Plumlee, they're gonna have to play him, even though he's terrible. He's been awful this year. Any chance Mason Plumlee has a big game while both those guys are hurt?
Yeah, probably one or two. Oh, I got Philly coming up. So, yeah, definitely one. You know, Garnett will probably have one good game in there, too.
That's if he plays. In that...
The minutes. You can't rely on him.
Yeah. Plays is in the minutes. And then there's still this Jerome Jordan guy who I know very, very little about, looming around for some extra big man minutes as well. Actually got more minutes than Plumlee yesterday.
Yeah, I remember him. I don't remember where I remember him. You the guy that played for Dallas for a while? No, that's not him.
I don't know.
I'm lost. I don't know. He's 28 years old. This is his second year, so yeah.
Yeah. So, I picked up Plumlee for Monday when I saw Brolo was going to be out for a week plus. I'm still holding on to him in my RCLs. You know, if it wasn't limited moves, maybe I would have moved on already, but I'm going to hold him for another game or two and just kind of see what happens. Pretty much the only thing is for sure is that Plumlee's going to ruin my free throw percentage. So it's about the only given.
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
Yeah.
You know, in the REL, Jerome Jordan's still available.
Yeah.
If he gets the minutes, you know, it's not easy to find a 25-minute big that blocks a shot.
True. And, I mean, you picked up, like, Tariq Black. I mean, he's kind of... Tariq Black minus a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's probably a better shot blocker than Black.
Deep leaguers, I definitely think, I agree, he should be on the radar.
My choice is between those two, then I'm kind of thinking Jordan, to tell you the truth.
Maybe.
Just Jordan, you can just say that. Oh, yeah. The 28-year-old journeyman center, yeah, him.
Well, Teletovic shouldn't be out that long. I mean, he'll play a lot of upfront minutes.
Yeah, I reckon. He's not a center, though. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Then they move Garnett to center. The Nets are just... Every time I do one of my wrap-ups, I'm like, what is there to talk about on the Nets? And so maybe I'm just trying to force the Mason Plumlee thing because there's nothing to ever talk about with the Nets. They're so boring.
And he's yet to actually have a good game this year, right? Maybe he had one.
Yeah, he hasn't. He got to start earlier and got into foul trouble. It was awful. Yeah.
It's tough. I'm not buying much.
Yeah, me either. So going to the Hawks and Al Horford, he has a big game last night. 25-8-3, one steal, three blocks, hits all six of his three throws, hits a three, 9 of 18 field goals. Really big game, but... I'm thinking this is a sell-high game for as much as we liked Horford coming into the year.
It'd be nice if you could get a second-round pick for him, but I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, and the thing I mentioned in this is I watched a good bit of this game, mostly because even though Mike Scott only plays in 20% of the game, he's awesome every time he goes out there. Dude, Mike Scott looked awesome last night. Hit like a monster fadeaway and just... you know, had a, you know, should have had a couple of assists, but they were fouled on layups. I mean, it was Mike Scott's going to be awesome if he ever gets a chance. Sorry. A random tangent.
I find his field goal percent to be amazing for how difficult of shots he takes, and he's still able to somehow be a 50% shooter.
Yeah, Mike Scott's the man. He really needs to get a shot somewhere. Anyway, back to Horford. So I was following this game, and of the 8 rebounds he had, and that's been the really big knock on Horford this year. I mean, even last year, 8.4 rebounds. The year before, he was at 10.2. It's all the way down to 6.3 this year. And the 8 rebounds he got yesterday, 4 of them were in the first, like, 2 minutes. It was just, like, one of those, like, fluke things. And then he had 4 rebounds the, final 27 minutes he played. I mean, those rebounds, it's kind of weird. They're just completely dried up. You got to think, you know, probably Damari Carroll coming in and crashing in a couple of them. Millsap's getting good boarding.
Yeah, both of those guys are pretty good rebounding forwards.
Yeah.
In competition. The good thing that I see, though, with Horford is that through all this, the blocks are still there.
Yeah, it helps. He's had 3 in each of the last 2 games, so that helps.
But I'm looking at a 10-game stretch here that he's had at least 1 block in all of them.
Yeah, I'm seeing that, too. So, it was below 1.5, which is what he was at last year. But this year, he's got it back up to that 1.5 mark with those last 2. So, I don't know. Even though I love Horford, I think he's a great player. I just don't know if it's going to come together this year. I would use the last game to sell high. So,
you know, it could be back-to-back, though. You know who he gets next.
Uh-oh. Who's that?
I'm pretty sure he goes against Philly next. Ooh. Yeah, they get Philly on Wednesday.
Hold him for that game and then really sell high.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's coming around. It's going to be tough to get. I mean, what are we talking about, sell high? How high do you really think we can get for him?
Favors. That was the big question.
Yeah.
That's selling.
It's definitely a lot closer after yesterday. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I would still rather have Favors, even though he had a bad game yesterday.
I mean, if you needed a point guard, Drew Holiday?
Yeah, you could probably get Drew for him, and I would probably take Drew if I needed one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, looking at other positions, he needed a wing, Rudy Gay.
Yeah, Rudy does. He turns the ball over a ton, doesn't he?
Yeah, but you get 3 weeks of no Cousins, it looks like.
Yeah, that really could hurt efficiency.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's pretty close. That's a good one. So you're talking probably a third-round pick for Horford.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say if you can get a third-round pick for him, then take it.
Gordon Hayward, your boyfriend?
Yeah, I'd take Hayward.
Yeah, so there's some ideas out there. And all these given that your front line's looking pretty good. I wouldn't want
to. Yeah, if you need blocks, you can't let them go for any of these guys.
Yeah. You don't want to decimate your centers if Horford's kind of your anchor there. So to our feud of the minutes for the Raptors.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone cares so much.
Oh, they do. This is like our biggest thing of the season. The minutes for Patrick Patterson versus James Johnson. This is our biggest bet of the season. No tongue-in-cheek about that statement at all. Patrick Patterson getting so many minutes. Woo! Got 31, then 26.5, then 38.5 the last 3. Johnson did beat him in that middle one with 28, but only 19, 28, then 20 for James Johnson. Patterson, man, good game yesterday. 19 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, 1 block, hit 5 threes. I love Patrick Patterson. He's so underrated.
He's okay.
Oh, don't do that. He's
a defender in real life.
Boo.
Let me just go ahead and say it. Played for Kentucky.
Oh, well, don't let your college biases get in here.
Oh, yeah. I need to, like, record that. That'll be on my answering machine whenever you call me.
I'm still booing you for saying that he's okay. Boo!
I know. He's getting better. But, you know, it was Amir Johnson having an off night. That was a big part of it.
True.
It is Denver, too. Lots of people have good games against Denver.
Also true.
Yeah, we'll see if it continues. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, Patterson's minutes. I mean, he's at 29, 41, 33.5, 22, 31, 36.5, 30.5. I don't know. His minutes are looking really good. And, I mean, if you need, you know, a mix of everything, particularly getting threes from a rebounding guy,
I think Patterson's very, your guy. Very Ryan. And
yeah.
I mean, he's still half a block, half a steal, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but he also, I mean, don't discount the turnover rate under a turnover a game, and that's what makes the metrics love him a lot, too.
Yeah, that's what makes him even more Ryan Anderson-like.
Yeah, but no one even thinks that Patterson's in Anderson's ballpark, most likely.
Yeah, this is true. He's doing very similar things.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's not going to go off for 30 points like Anderson will, but other than that, Ian gets comparable boards, and
this is also probably a temporary thing with DeRozan down. When DeRozan comes back, the volume of shots for Patterson goes down.
Yeah, the volume. I think the minutes will still be pretty close, but you're right. The volume of shots. I mean, you're looking at the last 10. He had only 11 through the four games, and then it's been, you know, 9 or 10 the last 6, more or less. So, agree with you there. Maybe once DeRozan's close to getting back, Patterson's going to be loved by the metrics so much that maybe you can sell him high. I agree with you there. Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. Boo! He's not okay! He's awesome! All right.
Yeah, you agreed with me first.
Damn it. You tricked me. All right, so to the Warriors, Andrew Bogut. Oh, here's the real boo. Sore knee. Had to come out before even playing 3 minutes. David Lee's about to be back with his hamstring issues. I mean, hard to feel bad for the Warriors at 18-2, but what are you doing with this mess?
I don't feel bad for anyone who's ran him this entire time so far and not tried to trade him.
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about this maybe a couple weeks ago, how I had Bogut on one team, and I was just like, I'm not going to shop, I'm just going to ride it, and I'm not mad that he's hurt, I'm just, you know, I'm happy with the ride I got, and, you know, it sounded like it's not serious, but then again, you know, this is completely different circumstance and caliber of player, but Ian Mahimi came out with a sore foot, and then the next day, 68 weeks, tore his plantar fascia. So, I mean, it's Andrew Bogut. This could happen with him, too. I don't know. I do know that tomorrow, if you have a stream spot, Maurice Pates might play 35 minutes.
Yeah, he might take that many shots, too.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So, keep him on your radar.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with Bogut. You have to hold, and you find out what the news says. You just wait. Yeah. You're not going to be able to replace him. That's the problem.
Yeah, if David Lee's available in your league, I think now's about the time to pick him up with Bogut a little banged up.
I guess the one guy that might be available is Ed Davis.
Yeah.
And that's not a terrible, you know, assuming Ed Davis stays starting and all that, which I do not assume. But for now, I just hold. Hold and pray.
Yep. Speaking of what praying did for you, yeah. Alec Burks got back for you last night. Screw you in the REL League. I hate you, Slim.
Yeah. Someone was listening.
You get back Burks. He has a good game. Scores 16 points. Rodney Hood still plays 20 minutes but didn't do anything. And then my lowly bottom-end player, Joe Ingles, gets virtually no minutes. Damn you, Alec Burks.
Told you that was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably dropping him after this week, which is fine. Ingles is not a good NBA player.
He is not. Yeah. And they want to play Hood, so.
Yeah, so, I don't know. He gave me a 3 here and there and a couple steals, whatever. It was fine. It was a fine $2 buy, I think, in the REL for a month.
While Hood was out.
Yeah, exactly. He was always a rental. So, Zach LaVine for the Wolves gets some starts. Didn't look great yesterday. I mean, it's a tough matchup going against Steph Curry. Shot only 4 of 16, had 6 turnovers. But over the weekend, he was pretty good. Had a 17-6-4 game, and then the big one against the Spurs second unit, who play after they benched everyone, 22-3-10 against the Spurs that game. Mo Williams still with the back issue. Is Zach LaVine a must-own right now?
I mean, it's hard not to with 40-something minutes.
Yeah.
There's just nobody else to play point guard.
They need Rubio back. I need Rubio back.
I mean, I'm looking at the matchups just to kind of see what's happening. And you got Portland coming up, Lakers coming up. These teams tend to not cover the point guard too well.
Yep. OKC, that could be a high-paced game, even though he probably will have another six turnovers.
Yeah, I consider LaVine more of a, just a streamer.
Yeah, and I mean, if, man, talk about feeling old. He was born in 1995.
Yeah.
We're getting
sick. I don't get that capital letter in the middle of it either. Yeah. I mean, if it was French, there should be a separator there, right?
I don't know. So,
who capitalizes the third letter? I mean, it's not like McDonald. I don't know.
I hate the name Zach, too, because every time there's a Zach, I have to look up if it's an H or a K. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I got to look up whether or not the V is capital or not.
I know. I've had to look that up. So, and like Zach Brown Band, I think there's no H or K. It's like Zach is the worst first name in the world. Yep, so yeah,
I won't make my firstborn male Zach, I promise.
You better not. So yeah, I mean, I think he's a must-own right now just because of the value he's going to give you. I mean, unless your turnovers are awful, which he will hurt.
Yeah, but I like him a lot better as an end-of-the-week streamer if you know you're going to lose, say, field goal percent or turnovers.
Yeah. And
real nice.
And while Williams is out. And, I mean, there's no reason for Williams to be thrust back into the 35 minutes after a back spasm issue with the way the team's rebuilding anyway.
No, I don't expect him to go back to starting at all either.
Yeah, so you can move on from Williams as I have in my RCLs as best you can. So my open for yesterday is my boyfriend, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Good game. Owning. Okay, did you see? I don't know if you read that. Did you see I dropped another reference to that season finale last year where he tore
apart. Yeah. It's the first time during the regular season, I think.
I think it might be too. I brought that up in rankings in preseason so many times. But yeah, so it tore apart Oklahoma City again, 19-3-5, shot 6-12, and his usage is going way up and he's shooting less threes in comparison to how many two-pointers he's taken. Finally starting to get involved a little bit more inside the perimeter. And you look at his last two games, 5-7 free throw, 6-7 free throw. So getting to the stripe, I really like him. I think he's starting to turn it around and get involved in the offense more.
I hope so. I don't watch too much Detroit. You know, that whole Josh Smith thing doesn't really help make a game watchable.
I unfortunately have to with having KCP and Josh Smith on my REL team. Dude, make fun of Josh Smith as much as you want, but for deep leaguers, he's won me assists and steals the past few weeks because I lost.
Did you win field goal percent, free throw percent, or turnovers?
Let's not ask that question. I think the field goal percentage was close this last week, but I think I lost all three of those by a wide margin already. Without
okay.
him, so.
Yeah, we've talked about it, and I don't want him.
Yeah, no, you asked me. We were talking some trades. I said the only guy I can offer you for blocks is Josh Smith. And
yeah, you'll want something pretty decent back, and what I would lose in those three categories, I don't know if I could make up for in the rest.
Yeah, like I said, Josh Smith was just because I knew without Rubio, my assists and steals would be lost causes. If I didn't get a replacement quick, and I didn't pay much to get him, so
no, you didn't lose an A prospect. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I wish I had Carroll right now though. So back to KCP, most must own in 12ers again. You said that before.
Sticking
with
I'm
it.
Not changing.
Yeah,
I think I have him in RRCL, and I don't think I've dropped him.
Am I KCP biased in thinking that Jody Meeks isn't going to impact him too much? I mean, I expect him to lose a few minutes, but
I expect Meeks to come back slow.
Yeah, and did you know that KCP leads the Pistons in minutes?
Yeah. I'm not surprised there with that three-headed monster down low.
Yeah, it's actually surprisingly
an Augustine thing. I'm not terribly surprised.
KCP and Josh Smith both at 33 minutes, and no one else is even close.
Yeah, I'm hoping Singler loses minutes, and they're able to play KCP and Meeks together.
Yeah, I think that's the. I agree. I think Meeks could play the three. I mean, and they could do all sorts of mix and matching if the matchups aren't right. So,
and they can quit playing Josh Smith at the three.
Yeah, well, they can quit him shooting threes, too. So we've talked about Ed Davis a couple times, moved into the starting lineup. I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a difference to his value. I mean, he was doing about the same thing off the bench. I don't know. You like it because there's more upside now, but I don't know. What's your thoughts on Ed Davis?
Yeah, I think he should be owned in 12-team leagues.
I do, too.
I think he's going to be – it just takes one good game, and, the ownership's going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
And he gets Sacramento tonight with no Cousins. It could be nasty. He could go off tonight.
Yeah, this could be a good one. You're telling me that that Jason Thompson and Reggie Evans aren't shutdown defenders?
Yeah, they do not protect the rim. That's safe to say.
So this will be a good test for him. If Davis can stay out of foul trouble, that's been an issue for him as well. He's going to hurt your free throws. Have you seen his free throw shot? It's like a line drive. It's so ugly.
Man, I think he could work on that after a while.
Yeah, there's
this is like his third team now, so he's had multiple people try to fix it.
I don't know, man. His hook shot isn't bad. Turn sideways, take a couple hook shots. It's your free throw. Might work.
Yeah, you definitely got to keep that in mind. I mean, he's at 2.3 attempts in 22 minutes. So yeah. If he got 32, 33 minutes, he could hit four attempts. And it could get ugly real quick.
And it could easily be a 2-for-4 almost every night.
Yeah, that's no good.
So speaking of ugly quick, and I'm not just talking about Jose Calderon and his looks, but his stat line is just as ugly. Ugh, I have said that I am all out. I think he's droppable in almost all 10ers, maybe even 12ers.
Maybe eventually he gets a full complement of minutes, but his per 36s ain't pretty right now either. Yeah, I don't want much to do with this.
He's been over 30 minutes only three times in the first eight games. Has multi-threes in only two of them. 3-2-3. Those are his assists the last three games. And, I mean, they weren't much prettier before that. I am all out.
Learning a whole new system, too. And he's learning it on the fly. Didn't have the practice time. I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's so many better options out there. Even out of position guys that could give you the assist you need, down to 3.8 assists. And his assists have just fallen off since the Toronto days.
Yeah, I don't like to toot my own horn too much, but...
I'll toot your horn!
Saw this one coming a mile away when I was doing him versus Collison.
Yeah, and I even said, when I said it was all out, I was foolish to think that the triangle offense wouldn't be like a Bermuda triangle taking his assists. I thought he could do what he did in Dallas, five assists, have great percents and hit 2.5 to 3 threes a game. But just nothing, it is just not working. And the percents are pretty close to what he did in Dallas. It's just no volume, not touching the ball as much, not working.
No, Melo is not Dirk. They're just not the same kind of player. Dirk moves the ball around. Dirk is a team guy.
You're saying Melo's not a team guy?
Melo? No, come on.
And I mean, when you have a nothing but team guy with J.R. Smith right next to him.
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely rubbed off on each other. Wow, that sounded really bad. Way too many times.
Right after we tooted each other's horns, now we're rubbing off on each other. What has happened?
Yeah. All right. I'm done with New York.
All right. So I'm going to toot one of my horns. I'm going to toot one of my horns. And even though you convinced me to get higher and higher on Fareed, now has a hurt back and the minutes weren't there anyway. Are you dropping him in 10-team leagues?
Yeah, in a 10-team league, there's going to be somebody good out there. I don't see why not.
Wow. Did you think we'd be at this point this early in the season?
I wouldn't be shocked to see him do the exact same thing in the second half, though. That's the trouble.
Maybe you can
But this isn't – I mean, the per 36s were just fine for a long time. They've fallen off recently.
Yeah.
It's not pretty. The coach just hates him.
What's the chances that he gets traded? I mean, they just signed him to that nice contract, but they hate him. Maybe they give him away for, you know, not too much. Someone else can take on that contract.
I don't know if someone's going to really want to take on a contract. I mean, you know, you take someone like, you know, who were they talking to before? I think they were talking to the Knicks before. But, you know, the Knicks are trying to clear space, not add.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good fit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he gets traded.
What about Thaddeus Young for free? Minnesota's rebuilding. They could take on a contract. I mean, I know they're not going to be wanting to take on contracts, but he'd bring in a lot of fans because he's such a likable player on the court.
Yeah, it wouldn't be terrible, I guess. And obviously for Thaddeus, it'd be phenomenal. Because Denver's still somehow somewhat winning, right? Like,
yeah.
Dude, Lawson has been amazing.
Yeah, Lawson's the man. Yeah, that was one guy we had to fight for a lot because of the ankle issues late in preseason.
Yeah, his minutes have been great, too.
Yeah, so awesome if you got Lawson. Trying to rhyme there. So let's take a look at the RCL leagues where Pops' team back in the number one spot. Miko79's team, they won 6-3, and Pops' team won 7-2. So they flip-flop spots. Pops up by a point on the leaderboard. So good job for Pops. His team of all vets crushing it. When I did the RCL recap today, I saw he added Lou Williams, and he only won points, like 698 to 280 in his last matchup. It's pretty ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, those people will happen. Every league's got them.
Yeah. So, congrats to Pops. You're killing it. We're going to be coming for you this year, and of our teams, Slim Razball, you're at 14th in the leaderboard, taking over the number one spot of your RCL league. What has been the key to your success in RCLs?
Well, that's the team with Fareed. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, that put me
at a... that team hit on Collison, hit on Tobias, hit on Jordan Hill, Markeith, before the Yahoo re-ranks, Kemba.
Yeah.
I mean, I just added Ed Davis and Covington just to, you know, add more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's a good team. I like it. I mean, Larry Sanders is doing almost nothing, but he's still helping.
Yep, and my RCL team in my RCL league, 32-22, starting to turn it around. Only two games behind that one. I don't know. My team's got a lot of guys that are that could pick it up later. Got MCW and Curry doing well. Millsap and Kawhi doing well. Wiggins still got him ready to go for the second half.
All right.
So that's going to be a good team. And in our league, the champs versus Slim. Man, this our other RCL league, did I won 5-4 and like lost three games because you and someone else both had 8-1 and then 8-0-1 wins. But I'm playing the first place team this week. That's a big test.
Yeah. My Dragic for Rose trade is starting to get dividends.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I was like, wow. What a win.
Yeah, and the combo of Dragic with MCW and Lillard, that's such a good combo.
Oh, yeah, your team's going to be killer. I mean, my team's pretty good. I got Lawson doing really well. Lawson, Ellis, Rondo, when Rondo's not getting benched, plus Durant. My team's looking pretty good in this league. I just need Rondo.
Yeah, once Durant gets going.
Yeah, need Rondo to not get benched and Al Jefferson to keep picking it up. He's done a little bit better lately. So yeah, there's our RCL recap. You can follow everything on the Leagues tab. There's the Master Standings on there. All the RCL updates where you can click and see how you're doing in our RCL Leagues. 144 teams. And again, the winner this year will get to have me do an eating contest. What would you pick if you win RCL? What kind of eating contest would you make me do?
I don't know. I mean, first I'd have to try to think about some kind of local cuisine.
Yeah, I mean, I'll interact with, I'll communicate with you, like, you know, something within driving range of something I can do, and I'll give some ideas. But I don't know, like...
You don't want me to ship it?
I'm going to ship you 10-year-old bottle of mayonnaise, and you have to eat the whole thing. Yeah, none of that. That'll be something at a legit restaurant. So, But yeah, like, what's a common one you'd like to see me do?
I don't know. I mean, everyone goes with the wings, but that's just a sauce on something. I want to see, you know, the actual thing be what's hot, not some sauce on some, you know, some wing that everyone's had before.
So, like, eat, like, 5 ghost peppers or something like that?
No, I want it to be in an actual meal. I mean, I don't want to eat something just to eat something hot. You want to try to pretend like you're enjoying it while your mouth's on fire.
Yeah, man, I love spicy food. I mean, maybe I shouldn't give away what I think I do well at, but I'm down for anything. Just I'm going to say none of the nasty things, you know. I'm not going to do one of those, like, I don't know, you mix all the condiments together and have to eat it. We're not in the 5th grade anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you have no desire to do a cinnamon challenge or any of that kind of crap.
Despite what you've listened to the last 40 minutes, we're not in 5th grade anymore. All right, so let's look ahead to today's games and make our 30-point challenge picks. I think we're both going to pick the same person, as which happens most of the time. Both of us missed on Thursday after both picking up a game earlier in the week. I'm up 3-1 in the 30-point challenge. If you're a new listener, just so you know the rules, you have to pick a guy that is not a top 10 NBA scorer to put up 30 points that night. And you can do like a pool at your office or just a stupid bet on a stupid podcast like we're doing. But yeah, so the top 10 scorers right now: Kobe, Brown, Harden, LeBron, Blake, Westbrook, Cousins, Carmelo, Curry, and Aldridge. Wow, Stephen Curry is 9th overall in scoring now. Yeah, he's had a few big assist games, so the points have come down a tiny bit. Do you have your pick in for tonight? Because I have mine too, but I'll let you go first since I stole Cousins earlier in the year.
Nah, go ahead. I'd go ahead and take the guy that I already took once.
Yeah, you got to take Durant.
He's not on there?
No. Durant's down to tied for 12th with Butler at 21.7.
That's not who I thought you'd take.
Oh, yeah, I'm going Durant against the Bucks.
Okay. You think he's going to play all game? He should be just fine.
He won't need to. I thought that's where you were going. I thought Durant was
up. I mean, him versus Giannis, I mean, how many yards worth of arms is that? That's like, I mean, you could... I'm trying to think of what you could, like, if they held hands and, like, we're in a circle.
They could be the circumference.
They could put a car inside of it.
They could be the circumference of the moon. Yeah, that was close. I did link Giannis's dunk from the weekend. And it looked legit like Michael Jordan's dunk from Space Jam. I mean, the arm going like half the court. It looks pretty wild.
Yeah, I hope he does some dunk contest. He could do some fun
stuff. Oh, that'd be awesome if he's in the dunk contest. It would make me want to watch it.
He would be one of those guys that would do it for me.
I don't think I even watched it last year. Kind of.
All right, so you want my guy?
Yes, go.
Toronto was going to try to stay with Cleveland, so there's only one way they do that.
Kyle Lowry scores a million points.
Yep.
Yep, that's a good one. He got you your first point. So, near and dear to your heart.
Yep.
So, right. Nice picks there. You've got Lowry for 30. I've got Durant for 30. I have a feeling we both might get a point. I feel like this is some of our best picks this time. But it's a tough game. Be surprised.
You can't just go for something obvious. I mean, I think even Durant is kind of a rough one.
Yeah. I mean, looking at the other top scorers around in 11 to 20, Wade, Butler, Rudy Gay, I mean, is Gay? Gay against the Lakers is a good one.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Sticking with Lowry. Lowry's my guy.
It's a tough game, and like you mentioned last week, if you want to make it tougher for an office pool or something like that, make it top 20 scores, top 30 scores. You can do whatever you like. So looking at the rest of tonight's games, Toronto at Cleveland. Man, what a good game! I think
I would have been so much better if DeRozan was in, but
yeah,
I think it should be a watchable game.
Still should be a close one. Portland at Detroit, the complete opposite. Kamen is a guy I mentioned in my article as the streamer pick for tonight. While those Detroit interior guys are really good athletes and big dudes, their interior defense is lacking at times. I think Kamen can get some junk time.
Lillard is got that finger issue.
Really?
Yeah, he's wearing a splint.
I did watch the game where he fell on his hand.
Yeah, he's wearing a splint. Went like 5 for 16 last time out. So I'm a little worried about that. I mean, glad he's playing and everything, but that field goal percent might not be the prettiest thing for a little while.
Yeah, I need my Detroit guys in our REL matchup to show up in this game.
Well, Jennings does help that quite a bit, though. So maybe he'll just drive on Jennings and lay it up all game.
Yeah, Jennings is not the league's best defender, that's for sure. Knicks at Pelicans.
Wow. Brown's going to have a big game.
Yeah, he's kind of cooled off a little bit. I mean, in that he's not getting these huge lines every night.
You send three guys at him, and it's bound to happen.
Yeah. Bucks at OKC. That should be a blowout, even though...
OKC's not back. So yeah, and even... throw that out there quite yet.
And Milwaukee's been better, so... definitely... hoping Durant goes well. Dallas at Memphis, that should be a good game.
Yeah, that's probably the game of the night, I'd say.
Really? I think Toronto-Cleveland's the game of the night.
I don't know. Without DeRozan, it definitely has blowout potential.
I don't know. Cleveland's been so up and down. Mostly up lately.
I mean, if Kyrie can stop Lowry, Toronto's got nothing.
Valanciunas!
He's been better.
Yeah, he had a good game over the weekend, but yeah. Your Heat at the Suns. That should be a fun game for you to watch.
Bosch was talking crap about our defense, so hopefully somebody shows up. Yeah. McBob's been playing more minutes.
Yeah, I saw that, but it's still so like low volume. He hits the cats, but...
No, he's definitely one of those better real-life players than fantasy.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I tried to search for him. I typed in McBob.
Well, that's real name, is it? Well, that still brings up a lot of McRobert stuff.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, his minutes are climbing. Yeah. He's looking good.
Chalmers, I think, is going to have a big game against those point guards.
Yeah.
They like to play small. I think he'll have a good one. Spurs at...
He's going to destroy, though.
What'd you say?
Bledsoe's going to destroy.
Yeah, he's off a monster game.
He cannot stop anybody's point guards.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Spurs at your Jazz. Anything to say here, really?
Are Jazz a 500 team yet?
I'm going to go with...
I don't know why you're looking that up. Don't look that up.
I wasn't looking it up. I was thinking off the top of my head. And was like, I don't think so. They were 500 at one point, I think, at like 2-2. Wow, they're 5-16. I didn't realize they were that bad.
Yeah, and they're going to be 5-17, but you know.
I did not think that they were only a half a game ahead of the Timberwolves.
Ugh. Yeah, there's quite a fight right now for that top lottery pick.
Jeez, the South, like, I'm not very good with NBA divisions. I forget everything because I'm so focused on fantasy. But that Southwest Western Division is unreal. Those might be five of the best teams of the NBA.
Yeah. I mean, they all have more wins than Utah, Minnesota, and the Lakers combined.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, that's so if you don't know, like, I probably wouldn't if I was listening. That's Rockets, Grizzlies, Spurs, Mavericks, and Pelicans. So,
yeah, Pelicans, man. They could be a 500 team and be in the cellar.
Yeah, it could definitely be that way. And then final game is the Kings at Lakers. Ed Davis, this is a big test game for him.
Yeah, no Cousins.
Are they
goes off. Yeah, this Stauskas thing. Don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, Stauskas gets
really good reviews.
30 minutes over Macklemore's 18. Makes me just want to not own either, to be honest.
Yeah, I was streaming Macklemore for a second, but
I did too. I think I gave up like a week ago, but... for you Macklemore owners, definitely concerning there. I don't know if you saw this. Is Lynn coming off the bench for the Lakers again? They're sticking with Ryan
Coach
Price.
Said 10 to 15 day tryout or something along those lines.
Yikes. So is Lynn droppable in even 12ers?
For who? I mean, it's tough to find those point guards. That's the problem.
Yeah. Like, you'd much rather Reggie Jackson. That's an easy one. You'd much rather Alec Burks, probably. He's not really a point guard.
But he'll give 3 to 4 assists, and he'll do a lot more than a 20-minute Jeremy Lin. I mean, I guess that's the thing. Lin's not going to get 20 minutes, right? I mean, he's still going to get his full complement of minutes coming off the bench.
Yeah, he'll get more than 20, I think. I mean, but...
That's 3 games in a row of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
His owners are probably hot pissed.
Oh, how about this? Would you rather Jeremy Lin or Jose Calderon?
I have more belief in Calderon.
Yeah, so do I. And I just talked about how I hated Calderon, so.
Yeah, I mean, how about Jennings? Jennings is that much better than both of them?
He's not that much better, but he is better.
Yeah, he's had a rough patch here, too.
Yeah, and they're still not playing Augustine much.
I think his rough patch was pretty much since he got back from Europe, but that's a whole other story. I don't think that was a good idea.
Wait, you're going to have to – what was this?
Oh, he didn't go to college. He went a year instead of – he was the first year of the NBA saying that people couldn't come out of high school.
Oh, I didn't know that about Jennings.
Yeah, he went to – oh, I don't know where he played, but he was played overseas for a while and came back.
And then started
for a year and came back and was drafted.
Drafted by the Bucks.
But he didn't play overseas, and he was really bad as this young kid. I think it hurt his development.
Yeah, probably did. I mean, anything will hurt your development when you could just take a train over to Amsterdam whenever you want. Love Amsterdam.
There you go. Pre-draft team, Virtus Roma, Italy.
Yeah. Well, at least he had some good Italian food while he was out there, hopefully.
Yeah, I remember it was a big deal. He was a big-time prospect.
Yeah, I know he was big when he came up. But that was a little bit before me being this balls deep in NBA. I was still a big fan, but not with Razzball yet at that point in time. So... anything else? What else are you gonna be watching tonight? Doing any partying, hitting the clubs on a Tuesday? It's a club day, right?
No, I think Thursday's ladies' night.
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna look for one of these games to watch tonight. That's my goal.
Yeah, me too. I'll probably be watching a lot of the Detroit Blazers game, as you have Lillard in our REL matchup, and I have.
I probably should watch that game because I do not get to watch enough Portland.
Yeah, they're on so late for you. So I get to watch a lot of them because late is good for me. But yeah, that should be a good one for our matchup, that is. And that's why fantasy's fun. We'll be watching a 30-point blowout over the good games tonight. So I think that's going to end it for us today. We will be back tomorrow. We've actually got guests the next 2 days. We've got our first fan... band fan. How'd you say it? Band that is a fan? Our first official band of the podcast?
Yes.
I think we'll need to brainstorm how to introduce that. And then we've got our opponent in the Yahoo Friends and Family on for Thursday. So looking forward to some good interviews there. And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll catch you then. Take it easy, man.
Hey, so usually at the end of the show, I look to see if there's any news before we wrap it up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're saying Pekovic 4 weeks at least.
Well, last week, wasn't it? Breaking news, Pekovic will play again this year.
Yeah, Pekovic will play this year. I mean, that's starting to look like a false report.
I know. So you're feeling good if you have Jang. Jang off a pretty good game.
Wish he scored like he did last year. I don't know what's up with that. Yeah. Maybe that's the love taking people outside effect.
Yeah, that could be part of it. And just, I don't know.
And Rubio.
Rubio's going to help a ton once but he's going to be babied back as well. So yeah, we're going to end it there. Thanks again for that news update at the end, and we'll catch you with more news and everything recapping tonight's games tomorrow. And I'll chat with you then, man. Take it easy.
Sure. Adios.